again, seasons on my mind, how my awareness of how tied I am to that in terms of my own expression. You know, it's nice to have all these pieces of the past, you know? Like, I think maybe I've never really looked at all the stuff that I've got saved and, you know, that I value, I guess. You know, I always look at them, I used to look at them as something that needed to be saved and preserved, but now I realize that, you know, when they're loose and hanging around, they're just a way for me to move forward, and having them here, since they do represent kind of thoughts that I've had, to be able to put them together again, you know. You know, like this patchwork here, you know, it was kind of a summer thing. I'm kind of enjoying not sewing it together, not pressuring myself to make it into anything particular. This was really nice this morning, how it kind of came together and became more present, you know, and this ongoing puzzle thing, by letting things remain loose, has really kind of comforted me at this point. You know, so the season is turning. I love the challenge that coming of winter provides. I mean, in the spring, everything begins to grow, and it's nice, it's joyful and everything. But, you know, here at least, you know, the winter is more of a challenge. And the coming of winter is an opportunity. I love the challenge of, you know, stacking wood and keeping warm and having enough food and figuring out how to get through it. It's, well, you know, it depends on where you live, I guess, which season is a challenge. And as we go forward, maybe all of them will become that. And I hope that I can always feel the joy in that challenge and not give in to fear anything that negative really has. You really need to keep going in some way. There's even challenge itself, it has a great opportunity in it. I just, anyway, it's nice outside. I have lots of chores to do. Probably we only have a few warm days left. And I'm going to go out and do a few things.